All of us here at the 96th Street Branch Library are part of 1199 Youth Mentoring Program. We have summer jobs working for a large hospital nearby. Some of us want to become doctors when we are older, but others want nothing to do with medicine. You're about to hear from six teens who work in different departments around the hospital. Some get bored on the job, but others, well, boredom is not an option.
I work on 11 East, and 11 East is the isolating patients that has hepatitis B or HIV. I do rounding to see if they're okay and if they need anything, if they need ice, food, candy, anything that they want. I saw my first dead body. It was a guy. While I was doing rounding, I spoke to him in the morning and asked him if he needed anything, and he said $50 to get out of here. That was in the morning. 2 hours later, he had a stroke, and the doctor team, they came in the room, and they called us in the room and told us we could stay and to take notes. And they put 8 vials of epinephrine in him to start back his heartbeat, and it wasn't starting. So they had to do the regular CPR, and that wasn't working. So they worked on him for like an hour, and they just gave up. They said, "What time is it?" And I think it was 1, and that's the time of death. I was thinking, like, is he gonna be alive? Where is he gonna go, to heaven, or is he around us? All that stuff is going through your mind. The doctor said if you get too attached, you wouldn't be able to do your work. So, yeah, you just have to let it go and wish the best for that patient in the afterlife, I guess, yeah. What am I going to remember from this experience? How hard it is to actually be inside of a hospital with patients and you're moving fast every day. And people's lives are actually in your hands. Yeah. For my career, I want to be a cop. What's cool about being a cop? You have a gun. I guess you have you still have a little option there. If you want to pull out your gun, if you want to handcuff, you still have all those choices. But in the hospital, you have choices, but if you make that bad choice, that can cause that person their life.
I work in the maternity section, and I work in the front desk. And the patients come in, and then we bring them in, and it depends on the situation of the patient, if they're getting a C-section, or they're getting contractions, or pain and all of that kind of stuff. And then we have to ask for their insurance and a picture ID. I do that. And then we have to log them in the computer and then do a chart for them, which is like this binder with all of their stuff. There was some lady that she came like in a stretcher. She was coming out of the elevator. She looked like she was getting ready to just pop the baby right there, like a ball. And I was just there like, oh my God, I want to see. But they weren't letting me see. I've been wanting to go see someone give birth, but they told me like if I get cool with one of the nurses, I'll probably be able to, but I'm too scared. I'm not going to want to have kids. I just want to see it. Because I saw it like on TV and it looked interesting, but I would like to see it like in an actual hospital.
I deliver packages. This is like needles and stuff. Pampers, lotion. Basically, the doc supplies the hospital, so a lot of important stuff go there. You can get it mixed up and then it goes to the wrong department. Then people's lives get put at stake. So we're cautious. Cautious. I haven't dropped any boxes yet, so. I mean, well, not yet. I mean, I ain't dropping any boxes, but there's been boxes dropped. Well, actually, I did. Oh yeah, I did drop a box today. I dropped a couple actually, but it was nothing serious. It was just like some tissues and gloves. As I deliver, I see a lot of doctors and stuff and patients and people. So like you kind of develop a respect while you go through the different departments, because you know everybody got a different problem. So I know I gain more respect for people in the hospital and their careers. I was looking into being a nurse, so using this as to, I don't know, better my career in the future.
I'm doing the same thing sort of what him over here was doing. We get the boxes from like the delivery trucks, so they come down to us, and like we decide where they gotta go, what's gonna be placed on the U-boats. That's what the things are called that carries the boxes. So like we just basically do that for like the whole day. It's not boring at all. And the coworkers around me, they all get around. Like they all get along so well. It was like I just feel comfortable being there. When niggas boring, when we work too fast, like there's not that much to do. But like overall, it's not really boring. Yeah, that's it.
I do office work, so I just file papers, make labels, and that's it. We don't do anything. Like, the other time, I fell asleep because I had nothing to do. And I remember another day, they let me go on the computer because there was no work. It's just boring. I want to go into medicine, but working in an office is not going to help. Back at you. You stare politely
right on through. I work at the eye clinic and get folders and get more folders and get some more folders. Like, I don't get to do anything different. I do this because my mother told me to do it. I don't want to work in the hospital and patients and having to worry about people. I want to do something with clothes. Anything fashion, something like that. No medicine.